RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Marking 80 years since the D-Day invasion, President Biden delivering remarks reflecting on the legacy of that day and tying the fight to what's happening today as well.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
In New York, suspected serial killer Rex Yuerman is now formally charged with two more murders, one woman in 2003, one in 1993. Yuerman had already been charged in four other murders. Spain has applied to join South Africa's case at the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide. Major explosion at a school turned shelter in central Gaza overnight. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden of the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made.
One inmate was found dead 12 hours after suffering a stroke. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from eight states were under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle for speeding early Wednesday morning around 4:15. The vehicle was traveling at 93 miles per hour in a posted 70-mile-per-hour zone. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, the vehicle drove off the roadway while negotiating the exit ramp for US 151. A high-risk stop was conducted, and the occupants were taken into custody without further incident. The driver, Reginald Cobb, 19 of Madison, was booked into the Dane County Jail for eluding, second-degree reckless endangering safety, and misdemeanor bail jumping and a probation violation. Additionally, he received citations for speed, operating a motor vehicle without a valid license, and absolute sobriety. The passengers were both cited for underage alcohol violations and released to a responsible party. Partly sunny, blustery, and cooler today with a high of 70. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys, and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband Jim would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kid shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's the statewide Scunny Summer Giveaway. Download Civic Media's app and text in the keyword for your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, a pair of Brewer tickets, or the grand prize of a staycation giveaway, a getaway. This hour's keyword is democracy. Download a Civic Media app and use it to text the word democracy to be entered in to win. You know, Calvin, when the song you just played, Mercy, Mercy Me, it begins with, Marvin Gaye talking about war. And he constantly refers back about war. Today, 80 years ago, today, D-Day. Calvin, did you learn about D-Day in school?
Of course.
844-967-2789. I just would want people to just try to envision, being a young man, 20 years old, 19 years old, in the military, knowing there's a world war going on, Calvin, and you are, in the Army, and you have been trained to go halfway around the world and basically give your life before you even get a chance to live it. This is the magnitude of the sacrifice that was made by these young men. Calvin, you know what a pillbox was or is?
Probably, I'm not sure.
Okay, so pillbox was a cement base, heavily fortified, where Germans were inside of this pillbox, and only enough room to allow high-powered machine guns to be able to be extruded outside of those slivers. And they could see enough that they could mow down anything coming. And these young men, knowing that their lives were going to be snuffed out before they even got a chance to live it, gave their lives. Now, I go back to when I was 18 years old. Man, I couldn't even envision that. What it took to say that I'm going to give my life, giving my life for my family, I certainly am willing to do that for my own children and my wife, I would be willing to give my life. But to say I'm going to give my life fighting for democracy halfway around the world is something altogether different. 844-967-2789. This is what they did. And they were mowed down as they tried to come up, this beach at Normandy. The Germans knew they were coming. They were waiting. And the beach was blood soaked. It's what D-Day was. 844-967-2789. I don't know if we even understand the magnitude of what they did. Again, they weren't defending America. Some will say, well, yeah, they were. They were defending something bigger than America, democracy. But, if you're trying to break in my home and I'm in there, my family's in there, I'm going to defend it till, I'm not around. But to be halfway around the world and do that took some very special people. And so on this day, 80 years ago, you got to salute those people and never forget. Never forget what it took, And I would say, that doesn't diminish what the brothers in Vietnam did. It doesn't diminish what the people did in Iraq and Afghanistan. It doesn't diminish what the people did in Korea or the Philippines. Anybody who put their lives on the line deserves and more than what we can give them, more than thank you for your service. Let's go to Mike from West Bend. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Wow. What an outstanding show you're doing today. And I thank you, and as a veteran, and I think you're so spot on most of the time. I just was going to give you an interesting tip about D-Day. If you get a chance, you can go to the library, or I own the book. James Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, is the author. He's dead now. He wrote a book, a definitive book on D-Day, and it's a wonderful read. It's a very long read. And what was interesting was as the Germans were losing more and more troops, they went to their Eastern Front and grab prisoners and put German uniforms on them. And as the Americans had to kill them and find these people, they found out that they weren't all Germans. Some of them were Mongolians. Most of them were from Asia. And I that was an interesting item that I learned about D-Day reading that book. But just thought I'd tell you about that book. You might want to read it.
All right, well, so I'm certainly going to look it up, sir. But before I let you go, your thoughts on this day and you having been you being a military veteran, your thoughts on what those men faced 80 years ago, knowing coming up on that beach and knowing what was before them and being mowed down and yet still having the wherewithal to continue to march. So what did it take to do that?
You know, I couldn't imagine. My father died at 46 when New Guinea had finally killed him. And I went into the service at just under 18, because I really didn't have anywhere else to go. So I was kind of like, I wasn't even realizing the Vietnam War was going on. You know, this was different back then. They all knew a world war was going on.
Right.
And I think it was their upbringing. I really do. I think, you know, you and I are, I'm being a little older than you are, but I think the upbringing was different then. And I think in a lot of ways, they were terrified. They just didn't, they just answered the call. And I think about them today and I say a prayer today because, and here's one other thing I want to add, not to be too long winded. I don't care if you vote for whoever you want to vote for, Communist Party, Libertarian, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. I saw a poster one day and I can't remember where I saw it. And it showed the bodies laying there on the D-Day invasion.
Right.
And it was a real picture. And then the cap was, this is why you vote.
Yeah.
I thought that was very, very moving.
Mike, I think it absolutely is. And thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, man. Nobody has to agree with everybody, but clearly all of us should be agreeing on this. What those men did should never, ever, ever be forgotten. And not just celebrated, you know, 80 years later, you know, and the, you know, to hear people, you know, say thank you for your service. And a lot of times, you know, it's just something that we say. But I don't know if they really understand the magnitude of it. The word that comes to mind is grit. And this is Greg. They had the grit that those of us nowadays, we don't know grit like they knew. Our veterans are the true people of integrity. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, it is. It's an unbelievable thing that people do. And we've just got to do a better job of making sure that we don't let these things go undiscussed, especially 80 years later. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 80 years ago today, D-Day. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. This day is a special day because I had two uncles who landed on that beach this very day. And they taught us kids honor, integrity, loyalty, and respect. And I think the thing that really bothered me the most about one particular party is that these people were not losers and they were not suckers. They were true Americans.
Susan, repeat that, please. Will you please repeat that?
I repeat it?
Yes.
Well, sure. We were taught honor, integrity, loyalty, and respect. And these men, these brave men, were not suckers or losers. They were true Americans.
So for people who may not understand what you mean by suckers and losers, what do you mean?
Well, last year when Trump was supposed to be there for D-Day celebration, he didn't want to go, and he called our American heroes, my uncles, suckers and losers for doing that. And that really hurt me because I admired these men for what they did all my life.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Always love to hear your input, and then God bless you and your relatives who paid the ultimate price. You know, it just is unconscionable, and I think as we, you know, daily in our lives, we're so busy, caught up in the things that we do and the freedoms that we have, and, you know, the ability to kind of live lives unencumbered, but not realizing. Look, so today, Calvin, D-Day could never happen. It would never happen. And, you know, there would never be such a thing. Wars are not fought that way anymore. And so somebody could be dug in pill boxes today, and not one person would lose their lives because they'd never charge a hill where people are dug in like that. You know why?
Because of drones and
rockets.
Yeah.
Right. The drone, they'd send drones. And the drones would eliminate the pill boxes without endangering one person's life. You know, war is still hell. Not easy. But, you know, a little less of that kind of, you know, situation where people are charging right into knowing that they're going to die and they do it anyway. Hey, good morning, Chief Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You see, I'm coming from Russia, and unfortunately, in today's day, it's not said very often, but historically, 95% of the Russian war were when somebody was coming to Russia, not Russians go with war.
Right.
But, and unfortunately, half of my family died in World War II. Many of my classmates died in Afghanistan. And I think that today's people do not have an understanding of honor to die for your country.
I would.
And that's a problem.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I'm inclined to agree with you. They can't get people in the military. And part of that is the military's fault, you know, and you know, Congress's fault. Because, you know, it's one thing to get into war for reasons that it's the last resort. There's another thing to get into wars that, you know, we shouldn't be doing, especially for resources, you know, for oil. That's not a reason to send somebody off to die and to fight for multinational corporations. That's a major difference. And I think, you know, somebody challenging the nation, our nation, yeah, I can see that. But again, not for oil. And so, Karina, I think that's the difference.
And that's true. And that's absolutely true. Because as you said, you have to taking care of people for people to taking care of you. And when World War II was over, you know perfectly well how many African Americans were treated like dirt by the people who asked them to die for them. And this is comes back, and this is the honor we're talking about. Because if you're asking people to have an honor to protect you, then you have to give that honor back and taking care of those people who risked their life for you.
Hey, Karina, always good stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 80 years later. D-Day, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
What you say? Extraordinary. Hey. Supernatural. I like it. Supernatural.
Listen. In a planetary. Why extraordinary?
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A partnership more than a century strong will continue Saturday as Janelle and Merlin Zitzner lead the Big Top Parade in Baraboo as Grand Marshals. The couples are longtime supporters of the parade. They will lead the parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo, waving to thousands of onlookers. The parade will highlight a day of full circus-themed fun, including live entertainment on the courthouse square before the parade and matinee performances of Circus World's Big Top Show afterward. The parade typically brings 20,000 to 25,000 people downtown, with children of all ages enjoying historic circus wagons, marching bands, animals, and community floats. The Big Top Parade will step off in Baraboo at 11 Saturday. This year's parade will share the blast-off theme adopted for this summer's Big Top Show at Circus World. All in the parade, including the judges, will be encouraged to sport space-age costumes. Today's forecast calls for partly sunny, blustery, and cooler conditions with a high of 70. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS' Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she's pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008, so they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Todd Alma Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alma.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on the Alma Show. Join us then.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2.
People moving out, people moving in.
the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, both for me and I'll set you free. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Remember to use the Civic Media app to text the word democracy to enter our SCUNNY summer giveaway. The word is democracy. Again, 844-967-2789. It is 80 years later, D-Day, and the impact of that day that should never, ever be forgotten. Let's go to the phone lines, and Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, the movie Private Ryan pretty much showed the invasion of D-Day in Normandy, and they had put that invasion off for 2 days because they couldn't have air cover.
Right, the weather.
And the weather was, and they decided to go anyways. On the third day, they decided to go. That basically, what those guys did was a suicide mission.
Right.
There's no doubt. They had those pillboxes. They were all set up for them. And the courage that those guys showed is unbelievable, because when they got off those boats and ran up that beach, they were getting gunned down.
Yes.
And for Trump to call soldiers suckers and losers, it just boils my blood. And there are veterans that are voting for this guy. And I for the life of me, I don't get it.
You know, Bob, as you stated, they were watching their colleagues being mowed down. And I mean, it was what they were asking them to do was an almost impossible task. And that's to run up this hill knowing that these guys had those 75 millimeter machine guns and cutting people in two. And you watch that. And instead of turning around and running, you charge right head on into that. That takes special people, right?
You better believe it. And I cannot believe that any veteran would vote for Trump. I cannot believe that. After he called, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I think you are too, aren't you, Earl?
Not Vietnam, no.
Uh-oh. Well, I am. And to call us suckers and losers, I wish I could put him at Normandy and I could be in a pillbox.
Well, you know, you couldn't put him in Vietnam, right? He didn't go. You know, he had deferments. So Bob, man, thank you. You know, very well said. Let's go to CJ. Hey, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I don't know why you're taking my call today, because normally you won't, but thank you. Pretty special day. And for your callers to call in and use it as division and take the President Trump's comments out of context, and for you to allow it, this is too somber.
Hey, CJ. Let me ask you first off, where it was taken out of context. What context was he saying it in?
doesn't matter. I'm not going to go down that road today because the veterans, like they talked about, are going to vote for him because the one that's in office now is taking us to World War III, and you'd rather focus on dividing the country like he does, because Biden, remember, he was going to be transparent and unifying. Well, he's far from that. So this is too somber of a day to divide and hate our military, because this is about America and the sacrifices they made.
Hey, so, CJ, thank you very much for the call. I don't know where, you know, you came up with the hate our military. I didn't hear one person say anything about hating the military. I didn't hear one person say anything, you know, about dividing the country. You know, that certainly came from your mind. But, you know, so be it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Earl, first, I just want to correct the record because I was incorrect, and I like being factual on your show about the fact that teachers lost pensions through Act 10. The gentleman called after me the other day and said that. So,
well, that's fine, man. You know, none of us are perfect.
I know, but civic media, you know, is about facts. So I'm just trying to put it out there. The truth was that after the teachers retired, before Act 10, they had their insurance paid for until they were Social Security age. Now they charge a lot more. In fact, they charge as much as like COBRA would charge. So therefore, now people are going into Obamacare. But before, that was a luxury of teachers, was to have the benefits. And that's why a lot of people went into teaching. I just wanted to correct the record.
Okay, so Tom, what about D-Day?
Second, D-Day, these guys are absolutely courageous, incredible men. I don't think that we would have that today, just because I think, you know, it was a different type of war. It was a war to actually end fascism, and it wasn't a war just for a profit motive and also being lied into a war. When George War Criminal Bush lied us into a war, it kind of changed the dynamics of people thinking about, you know, going to war. And everybody in the country was together on it. Everybody, you know, the women were making things out of silk stockings and all these different things. I mean, it was a whole country kind of
thing. That was a world war. Yeah, it's a world war, right?
Yeah. And hopefully we don't end up with that way. If we do end up where Putin starts moving across Eastern Europe and, you know, and all of a sudden, because we don't defend Ukraine, that we end up in that same position. I hope to God that doesn't happen. The last thing I wanted to say, Earl, is that instead of Ronald Reagan saying, tear down that wall, I think what he should have said is, tear down we the people government wall, or tear down we the people government, because that's what he was about. He said government was bad, and therefore he was saying we the people are bad. And I don't look at us that way. I look at us collectively as being that shining city on the hill, all of us together.
You know,
so, thank you, Earl.
Tom, you know what? Before I let you go, the real tragedy in this, and there are a lot, but I think the one thing that we should point to in a time like this is that we don't wait until 100 years, you know, 100-year anniversary of D-Day, to talk about this, right? To talk about what happened. It's something that we need to talk about more as people talk about more and more money being spent in the military. More and more war and talk of war. This should never be forgotten. And we need to talk about it more and more. And then maybe, you know, we give a second thought before we send people off to die.
Definitely, Earl. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we should be putting in, like Smugly Butler said, which was there should be no profiteering off of war.
Right.
That would be a really, really good incentive for there not to be a war. But thank you very much. And I also want to say Mike, who calls in, he is spot on about Buckley versus Vallejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti, and Citizens United, and how that dark money has basically destroyed the United States. Hey. And honestly, though, I'm not being partisan, but I'm being factual. Those are three conservative Supreme Court decisions.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. How you doing, sir? I bet you got a lot to say about this.
Oh, thanks, Earl. And, man, I'm glad I followed that last caller. He might get a kick out of a book that Will Rogers wrote about 100 years ago. And in it, he had a line about drafting capital in times of war. And he goes on about how just as a boy may be drafted to go to war and he may risk losing his arms or his legs or his life, the rich should have all of their money drafted. And if they come back with the loss of the equivalent of a leg or an arm or all of it, that would help stop war because it prevents the profiteering. And so Will Rogers had a good line on that. And in fact, it comes from Will Rogers' book called The Illiterate Digest. So it's a kick. He had a lot of good stuff in there. You know, when you start thinking about World War II, it was all about corporate state. You know, fascism was the development of the corporate state. Mussolini took the idea from that evil King Leopold. And King Leopold basically was trying to get rid of the social contract. You know, that a king had the pretense that God put him in charge and that God was going to have him look out for every sparrow, every person in the realm. Well, King Leopold didn't want to do that. And so when he took over the Belgian Congo, he declared that everybody in there was his property and that they weren't citizens. They had no, there were no laws that applied to them. And Mussolini was so jealous of that, he developed the corporate state where the corporations don't have to have a social contract. They don't have to look out for the common good. They don't have to have equal justice, that they can just do corporate takeovers and profiteer at any realm or any aspect of life. And so the rise of fascism was exactly that, that the corporations were going to be able to run the world and that they had no duty to care. They had no duty to the people. That the people were their property, and they could do with them as they wished. And as you were talking about Speaker Johnson, I didn't catch that he had a new quote. I was going to talk about Speaker Johnson's his phrase from a couple of days ago, where he's talking about defunding the police that went after Trump. And so the police that went after Trump were the corporate state, the people that the corporate crimes aspect of the FBI, the corporate crimes aspect of the Justice Department, and corporate fraud was what Trump was caught up in.
Hey, David.
And so
I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for that. You know, I'm going to be. We're going to be having an FBI representative on, I think, next week. Certainly going to be able to hear the take from the FBI on certain things. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
News from the center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, as you think about the wars and, again, what transpired, you know, in D-Day or on D-Day, and you think about they can't get people to join the military today. 844-967-2789. They can't get people to join the military today. And you know, they've got to figure something out. I think people saw, you know, people used to join the National Guard. And the National Guard used to be a place. Let me do this. Let's go to Chef Andre from Minneapolis. Hey, good morning to you, sir. You say what?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Ingram. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the gentleman who was speaking about this political character. I personally, myself, I hesitate to call him a king. He went into the Belgian Congo and murdered 40, perhaps even 50 million citizens of that country. And so, I hesitate to call him a king. You know, this guy is a nihilistic, diabolical parasite like Mussolini was, like Adolf Hitler was, and such as this guy we know as Donald J. Trump. They're all in the same category. And these people don't want, they're sick and tired of fighting these wars for these crazy people. Have a nice day and thanks for...
Man, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. You know, to get, you know, 18-year-old guys and they really... For the most part, it's hard to get 18-year-olds today to volunteer. Now, they're in a better situation today, Calvin, than it used to be because they pay a lot more money. And, you know, what's a lot more money if it means you're going to be risking your life, right? I mean, it's relative.
Well, yeah, it's all relative. And then you just think about the framing and our history of war since World War II, I think you could say World War II was objectively a just cause to be fighting. But since then, with Vietnam and Korea and Afghanistan and Iraq, it's become less clear why we're fighting. And I think that's also something young people look at when they're thinking about joining the military. They see they're not fighting for freedom anymore. They're just doing what they're told.
Well, they're fighting for corporate, you know, resources. And now people can agree or disagree with it, but they can't. There's no way you're going to defeat me on, you know, why we, many of the wars, certainly the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you can say, well, it had everything to do with 9/11, but, you know, what took place in Iraq and with Saddam Hussein was clearly about the oil, the oil wells. And so who winds up with those oil wells? And so that's about corporations. And so when you send young people to die for corporations, then let's stop talking about democracy, right? I mean, that's not what people, what we are in some of these wars for. It's not about that. There's a reason that we're in all over the world, and we're in places where the resources are the most important thing. That's why they call it American interests. Well, so what does American interest mean? Why do we have bases in these faraway places, and why is it our interest? Whose interest is it? You know, it's not the average everyday person. It's not the 18-year-old who they want to put their lives on the line. It's corporations, their interests. And their interests aren't the same as yours and mine. So, you know, one of the reasons why when you're watching a football game on Sunday mornings and you see, you know, the planes flying across and the military is to get people to see the military as a viable option and see how much power we have and all those different things. And, you know, that's all right. But at the end of that, it's when you join the military, Calvin, there's always a chance, right?
Yeah, there's always a chance that something could escalate in the world and your position where you were perfectly safe and secure now is a frontline position. And that is terrifying for sure.
Which is what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, cause for the first time, the people who fought those wars were for the most part, weekend warriors, you know, people who weren't full-time military people. They never thought they would ever wind up fighting, you know, for as many years as they wanted to fight. But just think about it. Iraq and Afghanistan, 18, 20 years, we were in those wars. And, you know, and then you hear people say, well, you know, when Joe Biden got out, you know, he got out the wrong way. Hey, being out of wars is a good thing, not a bad thing. So anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen. Tell somebody else about us, Calvin. Thank you. Cannot do any of this without you. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bott, Madnair on Air. Don't forget, think about what transpired 80 years ago today.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll have highbrow conversations about Karen Alito's tramp stamps and other topics of daily import.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.